Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to All About TRH, a.k.a. All About the Truth. On today's episode, we cover some hot topics involving Mauricio Umansky versus the Hiltons. And we also talk the latest season of Summer House and our thoughts on all the red flags happening. Hi, Chantel.
Hey, Roxanne.
Oh.
I was about to do Rox.
Mama, what just happened?
I was like, should I do Rox and then it was going to throw you off?
Yeah, that totally did throw me off. Let me tell you. We have a lot to talk about. You guys have been requesting, like, we need your opinion on Summer House. What is happening? And yes, Vanderpump Rules came on. And yes, we're not going to discuss Vanderpump Rules because we're at the point where we're getting bored of the show. So maybe we'll
Chantel's bored.
It. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not one of those things where I just want to watch it right away. So if we do discuss it, it'll be later. So we're finally going to talk to you guys about the whole Lindsay Carl stuff. And we're also, but before we get into that, we have some family drama to discuss, but not between us.
Okay. What's the family drama?
With Kyle Richards.
Oh, yes. You don't want to save that tonight for the Beverly Hills reunion?
No, I feel like we should talk about it now because, like, a lot's happening. But we could always, like, bring it up. But this is pretty good. I mean, not good. It's not good at all, actually. And I'm so interested, Chantel, to see where you stand with this. Because everything that I ever, like, think about, Chantel, I always think about would I be upset if I was in this situation. So, Mauricio's Netflix show, Chantel watches it. I've never watched it. It comes back on March 22nd, I think, Buying Beverly Hills. And it's the second season, right, Chantel?
Yeah.
So it's the second season. So we're seeing, like, clips of what to expect on the show and whatnot. And basically what to expect yesterday, was a clip of Mauricio revealing for the first time ever what led to the Hilton feud and the creation of the agency. And we always knew this, but Kyle was never allowed to talk about this. Let's not forget that Mauricio and Kyle did not get invited to Nikki Hilton's wedding, but then Kyle ended up getting invited, but the kids and Mauricio couldn't come.
Yeah,
so, do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah. And then even Paris's, remember? Like, I think she was the only one and some of the kids that went to Paris's.
Mauricio didn't go to Paris's wedding?
No, I don't believe so.
Oh my gosh, I have to look that up because I know it was really bad go to Paris Hilton's wedding. So, I mean, I'll look that up in a little bit, or I'll see because there's nothing so far. But, yeah, it was honestly so crazy. So you could always tell that Kyle held back because she knew if she said anything, you'd have, like, Paris Hilton come for her. So basically what Mauricio says is that he was very loyal to the agency – or not to the agency, to Rick Hilton's business. And one year they made $1 billion. He was 20% of that. His, like, what is it, sales, Chantel?
Yeah, like a part. Yep, exactly.
So he went up to them and he asked, like, hey, can I get, like, some partnership or whatever? Because, I mean, he's bringing so much business. And also he's the brother-in-law. And I don't blame him. You want to do what's best for your family. You don't want to stay stuck. You know, you want to grow. So at the end of the day, they said no. You know, Rick said, I'll get back to you. They said no. And Mauricio ends up saying, I'm going to open my own agency, which I feel like that's what most people would do in a situation. Like, we go to a company, we learn a lot, and it's like, yes, we can stay loyal to them, but look where Mauricio is now. You know, you have to think about your own family. So he basically explains that he said his experience with his brother-in-law was amazing. Overall, he'll never talk bad about them. But, you know, he was hurt about that. He then opened up the agency. So when you saw the clip, Chantel, did you think there was anything wrong with that clip?
Yes and no. Like, I don't think what he was saying is wrong because that's the truth and that's his truth. But why now? And like, why are you bringing this up? Like in this moment, you know, it's going to cause a lot of problems. You know, it's going to make people hurt. So that's where I think I'm like, damn, he's really trying to start something here because like you guys have been on TV for a long time and we've never heard about this. Like we've never heard the actual story, but we knew.
Because we weren't allowed to. Like Kyle was never allowed to discuss it. And she always said in her confessionals, Kathy would be upset. This is why they stopped talking if we say too much. So you could always tell that she did it. And then here's the thing, Chantel, people complain that Kyle doesn't open up about stuff. And it's like, okay, so now Mauricio's finally opening up and they're like, why are you saying something? And it's like, wait, you guys get mad that Kyle doesn't say anything. Knowing Kathy and Paris and all of them will go off. And this isn't the first time Paris has commented on it. So Paris, when this all happened, Paris commented, my father is a gentleman and has always taken the higher road. He would never speak negatively about his family, especially in the press. Frankly, we are all sick of Mauricio using the Hilton name every chance he gets to pull or to plug his lame show. It's enough already.
I think Paris like went really hard on her statement about Mauricio and the whole thing because yeah, like maybe it's annoying to hear about it now and like maybe he is doing stuff to promote his show, but for her to say that he's always bringing up their names and he's always doing all these things, like I don't ever get that vibe from Mauricio
ever.
So I think that was weird. And I think she just is like, she's salty clearly. And
well, here's the thing.
And don't get involved because
Pharaoh,
you're good friends with Pharaoh still. Yeah. Uh-huh. Like that's her show too. It's for his kids. Like that's your cousin.
Exactly.
Like, are you mad that show's doing better than your show? Maybe like, it's like, why are you getting involved? He literally didn't say anything wrong about your father. He just said they didn't give me the opportunity. So I left. And that caused a lot of problems, which clearly we knew it did. We saw it.
So if I was Pharaoh and you're my first cousin, so this is like me and Chantel. I would be so upset that you did that. And then not only that, but you call my show, you call the show that I'm starring in lame. And you know that I'm starring in it along with my dad. And that's my dad at the end of the day. Like you're sitting here putting it out there so everyone can, you know, clickbait and see what you have to say. And you're literally dissing my entire family, but you're also dissing the show that I'm on. And you're talking about my dad publicly. It's one thing to talk privately and say, this really upset me, but to publicly do it, I am not okay with that. So I don't know how anyone would be okay at that and look at that, especially if Paris and Farrah are close, which they are close. Farrah is closer to Nikki, but they're very close.
Yeah, I'm glad we're on the same page because I really didn't think what Mauricio said was wrong in any way.
Yeah.
It's just now he's talking about it because now he probably feels like he can because he doesn't have Kyle over his shoulder saying, you're going to make this really hard on me. And it's like, okay, me and Kyle are probably going to divorce. Like, it is what it is. Like, this is my truth. And I've heard Mauricio on podcasts before where he's kind of said the same thing, but not really with the name dropping. He just insinuated.
Yeah.
And you always knew what he was talking about, but now he was like, he was using the names, you know?
Right. The thing is, if Farrah ever did, or Farrah came out and said anything about Kathy, like Paris has liked shitty stuff about Kyle. If Farrah ever did that, Paris and Nikki and all of them would never speak to her again.
Yeah. It does seem like a double standard with those two families.
Yeah, that's super toxic and that's not fair. Like, why? Because they're more famous. And no offense, I watch Paris in Love and I just have such an ick feeling with Paris's husband who does not see his other child and has never been a part of that child's life. And it's not even that great of a show. So, I mean, I've watched it, but it's like, calm down for you to be dragging their show. I don't know. But so another thing happened that I just want to touch on before we get into Summer House. So there was a fake meme Did I say meme? Wow. Where Paris Hilton, it's like a fake meme. It's like Paris, they had asked Paris Hilton about Lindsay Lohan, but on
Lohan?
I know I'm all over the place, but on social media, it says Paris responding about Kyle Richards. And that was like the title of it. And it's basically Paris talking crap. Go on All About Teriage Instagram. You'll see it. And I think Bitch of Bravo posted it, but it's basically Paris talking crap. And on the headline, it says Paris's reaction to Kyle Richards. And guess who liked it?
Did her mom?
No, Rick Hilton liked it.
That's weird. See, like, that's too much. Like, now you guys are like really getting.
I don't think Rick like goes on social media like that. I really feel like it would be like a Kathy Hilton thing.
Yeah.
Like, and she's on his page or something.
Listen, I can understand like the saltiness a little bit of like, you know, your brother-in-law leaving after you just helped him out. Like you took him in, but like you should also wish people success. Like that's the whole point of growing in this world is like if you teach someone something, like I would never get mad if they went and did their own thing. Like that's a compliment. That should be a compliment to you.
Yeah, the way the Hiltons look at it is like, we taught you everything you know. We connected you to everybody. You are where you're at because of us. But that's like every job. It's all about networking, talking
and
to
I'm
the right
sure,
people, finding the right
and I'm
people.
And I'm sure he gives them all that credit too. It's not like, yeah. Maurice doesn't seem like the type of guy that just like acts like they didn't exist. It's like, he does give you guys a credit for it.
Yeah. Let us know what you guys think about it. I know sometimes you guys will like leave a review and let us know, but make sure you don't click one star when you do it. So, But all right, let's move to Summer House. So we don't have like crazy notes. We're just going to kind of go over main things that have happened in Summer House. I do want to touch on Lindsay and her Watch What Happens Live appearance where she talked about a lot of stuff. But Summer House, we have met two new people on the show. What do you think about the guys, the new guys, Chantel?
The tall one, whatever his name is, like don't like him. So it's like you're
why?
Not even- He's like thinks he's like God and he's so hot and you're not even cute. So I'm so confused. Yeah, just because you're tall is mean thing. And I don't know, he's just like awkward in a sense. I love the other one. I love Wes.
Wes.
Is it
yeah.
Wes? Yeah. I love him. And he seems like he's fitting right in. He seems chill. That's like the type of guy I would want in my house.
I don't like, well, with Jesse, I feel like Jesse, which is the taller guy, the way he's acting towards Paige when Paige is in a happy, committed relationship, like there's no red flags in her relationship. You know, she's happy. I mean, I'm sure her relationship is not perfect, but he is a lot with her and he thinks it's cute to act like that. And I just don't F with people like that.
Yeah, so. It was too much. It's like that's what I'm thinking. He was thinking he's so hot. He's hot enough more than Craig or to even get a girl like Paige that he can make her cheat on her loving boyfriend that she loves so much with him. Like, it's like, get out of here.
Yeah. And Wes, he's funny. I mean, him and Sierra, I could never actually see working out, but he is funny and he's like a good addition to the house.
You know what though? Like we say that, but then she really did like Austin, which like, ew, gag. And so she has a type and I feel like Wes fits that.
I feel
that.
Like Austin was like well known and he was like popular and you know, so that kind of excites you where this guy is like kind of a nobody right now. So yeah, I mean, I'm interested to see where it develops. I will say the one thing about Summer House this season that I'm happy about is Maya didn't come back.
I know. But then the other girl doesn't give that much either.
I love Gabby.
Oh, you do?
Chantel, get the name straight. I love Gabby.
No, that's how irrelevant they are to me because they don't do much.
No, I like her. I like her energy. I like that she is a neutral person. She doesn't like kiss ass to one side.
But she was in the beginning. Like, she was in the beginning, like with Carl and Lindsay.
She's closer to them because they have nobody, but she still has a great relationship with everybody else. And I respect that. Like, I appreciate that. Whereas in Maya, for example, she was no matter what on the other side, she just came into the house like that. And I hate that. So I really like Gabby and I'm happy that Maya is not back. I'm so happy about that. So the first episode, we don't see Lindsay and Carl because they're at the White House and whatever, but you can just tell that Carl has like anxiety. He just wants to go into the summer and have a good summer. And I can't imagine the bullshit he hears with Lindsay.
Yeah. And like, you guys, I know like planning a wedding is so stressful. So like if, I don't know. Like, it's like, imagine that stress on top of like not knowing your relationship and like what, and like having a hurricane, like Lindsay as a girl, as a fiance. Like, I feel for him. I'll just say that.
I 100% think Lindsay is a problem. I think Lindsay sabotages every relationship that she's ever in. And it's because of her like bullshit timeline stuff. Like, she just wants to get to that timeline that she starts being the annoying girlfriend or the annoying fiance. And I mean, in the second episode, you know, I do feel bad for her. She's coming in to the house and, you know, she left it off bad with the ladies.
And but that was her doing. Like, that's her doing, you know, like, I don't feel bad for her. It's like, she's such a diva. Like, she really is such a diva. I can't.
Yeah. So, she's coming off and it's awkward. So she's having a lot of anxiety over that. And you can tell she's like putting it on Carl, where Carl just wants to have fun. He just wants to get along with everybody. And one of the biggest things that happens in the second episode is that she says in the car, you know, she goes in the car with him and not the girls. And she says, wow, they're going to like probably talk so much shit because I did this. And he just, he acted normal from what we know. And she keeps accusing him of being on drugs. You
this
know,
was
and
crazy.
He's a sober person. Yeah.
What, this was on another level. Like, this is not what I was thinking that we were going to see watching the demise of their relationship. Like, I just thought we were going to see her being annoying and, like, you know, probably being too much, like, mothering and, you know, controlling. But for her to accuse him that he was on drugs, and let's say he was, Roxanne, let's say she knew or something.
Right.
Why are you doing that in front of people and on camera? This is your fiance. You should be hiding that then if that was the case. Like, how are you going to betray him like that? And he doesn't seem like he was on drugs. Like, from what we've seen, what we know, and what other people are saying, it's like, so you're now, like, you're, like, being a crazy person and trying to gaslight him, I guess, in a sense, to make him feel like he is acting like he was on drugs.
Yeah, she ended up saying a response, and she said after watching back, because everyone went off on her, every single person went off on her because she was so aggressive about it. Also, she knows that Carl is like thinking about becoming a motivational speaker for sober people, and you could completely ruin his reputation right now by accusing him of being on drugs. So she says, after watching back this week's episode, I wish I had used better wording. I was emotional and hurt by what had transpired earlier in the night, and what I said was meant to be a private conversation at home with one of my best girlfriends. Okay. She's like, I have never questioned his sobriety before this one moment, and from day one, I was his biggest supporter. I've always been transparent on the show about my feelings and have leaned on my friends for support, and that was my only intention here. One thing everyone has to do is grocery shop, so why not do it from the comfort of your couch? For me, that's where Thrive Market comes in, the no junk food healthy grocery store that even my kids love, which is a huge plus because my kids are constantly snacking on things. Thrive Market is my go-to for all grocery and household essentials, and the convenience of getting everything online then quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver, especially with three little ones and working full-time. I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I can use their on-site filters to suit my lifestyle needs. Not only do I save time shopping as a Thrive Market member, but I also save money on every single grocery order. On average, I save over 30% each time. They even have a deals page that changes daily and always has some of my favorite brands, some being Molly's Suds, which I use for sink scrub, laundry, and Organic Giggles, fruit chews, all things my kids love. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/TRH for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/TRH. thrivemarket.com/TRH. I just feel like,
You kept saying it and saying it. Even the next morning, you said it. Yeah. You said it. It was like a constant thing for you.
Yeah, she told all her friends. She knew it was on camera. She kept saying it, and he literally seemed completely normal. Everyone could vouch for him. And the fact that everyone is vouching for him except the one person who really matters, that's a big problem. I just feel like when things don't go Lindsay's way, she becomes like a gaslighter. She becomes like a narcissist where she does. You know what's so funny is I feel like everyone uses gaslighter and narcissist because of TikTok now. But
yeah.
She does become that type of person because it's not going her way. You know, she's upset by his reaction. Imagine being with someone that if they don't respond how you want, but they're still like level-headed about it, and you just like then accuse them of the worst thing possible.
I don't think, by the way, I don't think Lindsay's a narcissist because she does like care sometimes. She cares too much in the sense of like being controlling.
Really?
But yeah, but I was so happy that Kyle sat Carl down and was like, what she did was a problem, and you need to know that. Like, it's not, you know, like us to excuse, oh, this is just Lindsay's behavior. What she did is not okay, and it's like, you need to address that, because he literally was like, that was crazy of her.
Yeah, I mean, it really was. Like, I would not be okay with that. So yeah, that was probably the most disgusting thing ever. I feel like, again, Lindsay is the main reason that they have issues. She completely sabotages stuff. And so she goes on Watch What Happens Live, you guys, and Andy asks her a lot of questions. she still is saying, I was completely blindsided. So she says, I absolutely was blindsided because 2 weeks before he called it off, I had a bridal shower. He came. I had a birthday. He was posting all over Instagram about how he cannot wait to marry me. I was the love of his life. And then 2 weeks later, boom. She Oh, go ahead. Oh,
I do want to say this. From the blindsided stuff, which we'll see more as the you know, season airs. Like, I do kind of see that though a little bit because, like, he's so sweet sometimes where he will still, like, even though she's the one being crazy and she's in the fault, he would sit her down. He would say, I love you. I love you. Like, you know, he would try to still make her feel good. And he wasn't, like, really showing her what he was feeling. So
some
I
people asked us if that was an act and they, if we think he acts different outside of cameras, but I really think he is super level-headed like that because he's sober and that that's really how he acts. And especially because they're going to like couples counseling and things of that sort. So it has helped him figure out how to talk with her.
I think he's scared of her. I will say that.
Wow, that's a. I don't think he's scared of her. I think he's just trying. He's trying it. Like, that's. I really just think he's trying so hard with her. And it's like she's making it impossible.
She's a lot, you guys. I've always felt that way.
Yeah. She also, so I, she did defend herself with Andy, you know, because, you know, Danielle and all of them had said they moved too fast. And she's like, we were best friends for 8 years. But Danielle saw something that I didn't see at the time. And she says she did take some accountability and she said, there's a lot of pressure on women in their 30s where we have a time clock against us. And I've always wanted a family. And I do think, and I talk about this a lot with my therapist, that I was always putting the priority of family first rather than like, am I going to be compatible with the actual partner? I think there's part of me that maybe was settling for the bigger picture as opposed to the long-term partnership. I 100% think this is what Lindsay does in every relationship.
100%.
And she'll never change. She'll be like this with every single guy. She just wants to get to the next step. She wants to have that big wedding. She wanted to have the bridal showers. She literally just wants to have those kids and just start a family. And it's like, okay, well, if I'm about to start a family with you, I really want to get along with you before we get married.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like she needs like a surrogacy or something so that she can get that itch out of her so she can actually find someone that like is compatible with her.
Yeah, she said she's done with boys on Bravo, but I truly feel like Carl was not in the wrong in this relationship, and I'm actually proud of him for ending things before they got married because he was probably so scared. This came after the whole Sandoval stuff, and he was probably so scared of the backlash and everything that he would get, but he stayed true to himself, and I really appreciate that.
See, I always say, I think, like, my friends and I always say this, like, when we hear about an engagement breaking up, it's not, like, where it's, like, oh, how embarrassing. It's actually, like, good for both of them. Whoever did it, good for both of them because they didn't go through something that could have caused a way bigger problem in the future and didn't ruin their lives more in the future.
Yeah, she and on this upcoming episode, she mentioned Sandoval and compares him to Sandoval. Like, she's literally the worst human ever.
She you guys, I don't understand. I really don't understand her. Terrible. I really can't wait to see more because I, from what we have been seeing the last three episodes, like, no. And then, no.
On Watch What Happened.
The one thing I can say is that, like, you know, I think it was episode 3 when she was talking to Danielle on the beach and she was like, you could tell she was kind of annoyed with, like, you know, Carl and like what he's done for work. Like, that would get annoying as a woman too.
So
like,
annoying.
So like, I can see her being, especially Lindsay, she's type A. She's very crazy. It's like, she's controlling. Like, I would get annoyed at that. Like, listen, you need to start bringing money. Like, what are you doing? Like, what's your plan? Like, that would be very frustrating. So I think that also, like, that pressure that he was feeling from her was also an ick, you know, it got too much.
So Carl ends up taking a year off to figure out what he wants to do because he left Loverboy. By the way, I think he's back at Loverboy.
Yeah.
So he leaves Loverboy. He wants to figure it out. He's like, maybe I should do a motivational speaker. Maybe I should, whatever. He gets a coach for $20,000. A career coach spends $20,000. He still doesn't know what he wants. He tells Lindsay, I'm thinking about opening up a sober restaurant. Now, Lindsay reacts negatively about it and she goes too far, but like, I think all of us were thinking that though.
100%. But like, she's just like, it is, but you know, she backed herself up actually. Like, I thought her reaction was fair. She was like, listen, I've done PR for all these places. It's the worst thing. Like, I'm not doing
brick and mortar.
Yeah. I'm not doing brick and mortar.
So like, I feel like it's fair.
No liquor? Are you kidding me? I mean, yes, I get there are sober people and stuff, but you can go to a restaurant and you don't have to order and you can, you know, not go by the bar. It's terrible.
Are you joking? Mocktails nowadays are just as expensive as regular drinks. So
yeah, I mean, yeah. So he could do like mocktails and stuff, but he's just that guy who you can tell is all talk, but he never is like about it. And that would gross me out and I would get major ick. So it's not like Carl's innocent here, because if he was going off a year and he's 40 years old, he's almost 40.
It was to the point where even she had to say like, I think I'll start my PR company back up again because we need the money. And it's like, okay, Carl, get your ass together.
That's so gross. Yeah, that's so gross. And that's where it's like, it's not compatible. Like it was fun when it was like, wait, are we starting to like each other even though we've been friends forever? And then it was like, wait, like you do things that I just can never agree with.
Yeah.
When Lindsay was also on Watch It Happens Live, she says that Carl demanded her ring back that he bought. And like, she's trying to make him look bad, but it's like, Lindsay, why wouldn't you just give him the ring back?
I think it's so fair. I think when someone buys you a ring, you give it back.
Yeah.
If you break up your engagement, you give it back. Rachel did it with, what's his name? You give back the ring.
She says, I did take it off pretty much immediately, gave it to my jeweler for safekeeping. And then I gave it back to Carl when he emailed me and demanded it back. And I'm like, okay, but why didn't you just give it to him? Like, this is your problem, Lindsay. You just give major ick vibes. Both of them. I think with Carl, the working thing would set me up, but not to the point where I'm going to like call off an engagement or whatever. But it would be gross. Like, I would vent to you, Chantal, about that. If Jacob was like that, I'd be like, come on, get your shit together, you know? There's only so much like support you can support someone who's literally pushing 40. And it's like, she's like, yeah, I do want a family. You know, I can't say bad things about Lindsay because she knows what she wants, but I do think she just sabotages every single relationship.
Yeah.
So I do want to talk about Amanda and Kyle real quick. Amanda and Kyle, wait, did we talk about this?
We talked about it a little bit on our Patreon because someone asked us a question about it, people ask us questions, right? Should we answer them on the fourth episode?
We basically answer them, though. Okay.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
West about Jesse West. Then we answer them. And I would ask you what you thought. But So Amanda and Kyle, I think that Kyle really just finds Amanda not responsible. But it's like, you knew what you married. And I get annoyed with people like that.
Yeah. And I think like it's like two people are very – you could be very different people of how you work and how you do things around the house or around the house, around work. It's like, you just need to set the boundaries and like, they just need to listen to them.
A lot of people are defending Lindsay in the sense where they're like, Carl, you knew what you married.
Oh yeah.
So, you knew who you were proposing to. So like, what is the sudden thing? You knew this was Lindsay. Like, he has seen every bad side of Lindsay and every type of way of how she's been in every relationship.
That's where I think where when people say, and this is where like I was with, you know, Danielle last year, it's like when we're saying you're moving too fast is that he has not been sober enough. He has not seen, you know, having to hang out with, you know, Lindsay enough drunk all the time when he's sober. That's where we thought they were moving too fast. And like, I think that's where the demise is that if they just hung on to this a little bit longer, they would have saw this. If they went to two summers, he would not have proposed.
Yeah, he did propose pretty fast, and you can just tell it's the pressure from Lindsay, but it's like you totally knew what you were getting yourself into, so how could we feel bad for you?
One thing I want to talk about is Craig not coming on. Do we know, like, is that a thing? Like, is that something that, you know, him and Paige decided on?
No, he does make some appearances. He was on the preview. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see him. So I was like, what's happening with him?
Yeah, no, he'll come on. He makes appearance. He was on the trailer, so the 3-minute trailer. So he'll definitely be there. But I'm sure he's not going to come every weekend. I feel like that would ruin the experience if he came every single weekend.
Yeah.
Anything that happened with Danielle?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about her ex. So we find out that she, you know, her ex ended up cheating on her. Well, she ended up finding that out, like that. the girl that he's dating someone, and like, you know, it was like the someone that he worked with. So for sure he was cheating. And everyone's like, I think Paige was like, I didn't get the vibe of him being a cheater.
Oh yeah.
But you guys, the minute someone starts working with someone, it literally becomes a shit show. Like anybody that you don't think might cheat, if they start developing feelings for someone they work with, it's like sucks. It's like, it can happen to anybody.
I work in corporate, but it doesn't even have to be corporate. The stuff that I've seen of married people, it's like, you know how like normal marriages, like you fight about certain things. Oh, and I want to talk about The Valley. Like The Valley, we just got another trailer about it. Jack's new show, Jack's and Brittany's new show with like a bunch of other people. And I honestly am so excited about it because I feel like it's relatable. I feel like marriages are super, not easy, but it is kind of easy until you have kids. Then your different parenting techniques and just, you know, it's a lot more pressure because like some people are at zero or whatever. So I feel like that show looks so good. But what was I saying, Chantel? What did we just talk about? Because I just...
You lost me actually.
Because I heard you get out of the car or something, and so I was listening.
No, I'm still in the car.
And I know, but look how like I have noise issues that I could completely like lose my train of thought if I hear a noise. I don't know what I was saying, but I was trying to make a point about
we were talking about Danielle and cheating in corporate, and then you got to Jazz.
Oh yeah, no, I was just saying like in general. I don't know why I brought, cause I'm talking about married people. Like you would, yeah. At work, like there'd be married people who like would have normal fights with their spouse. Cause maybe they work too much, and then they'd come in and they would find a girl, and that girl would like give them attention or talk to them. And then like the second that you vent about your wife to someone who's like that you could possibly like be attracted to or anything. I mean, in general, you shouldn't vent about your wife or your husband to anybody. Like that is to me cheating immediately.
Yeah.
So I mean, I've just seen things, and it's not a shocker because he probably got close with like the hostess or with like a waitress and cheats on her, but it's not shocking at all. You spend more time with these people than your own family. And you know, when things get tough, it's easy to go to like someone who doesn't have that responsibility and vent to them.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, but that's the only other thing that I was like, I want to talk about, because it is funny. Like when you think of people, you're like, oh, they don't give cheating vibes. And then like, it's like, yeah, you're right. But then like, look what happens when you work with someone and like they become a cheater.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But Danielle's good vibes. I'm happy she's still on. She's in her, you know, singleness, you know, having fun. She's so funny. So she's free. So let's go, Danielle.
And I'm glad that she's good with Lindsay and Carl, because I do like,
she's so easygoing. I feel like when she is feeling, you know, validated, she's just like, yeah, I'll come to your wedding if you want me to come. Like, she's just so, to me, she's so easygoing. So,
yeah. Well, that's what we got on Summer House. Tell us what you guys think and what your opinion is on everything.
And we'll start recapping because we love Summer House.
Yeah, like we'll actually do a full-on recap of like every scene and all that good stuff. But we just, obviously, we're so behind, and we were like, everyone wants to know our opinion on what is going on with Summer House. So I think me and Chantel are definitely aligned with how we feel of this show. So.
Do we think Paige is, you know, showing up how she should be showing up too?
In what sense?
Like, I feel like usually she's like a lot more like, it's more her show and involved, and I'm not getting that, but also we'll see.
No, I feel like she is. I'm getting okay. That vibe and stuff. And that conversation with Lindsay, I was dying when Lindsay was like, when Paige was talking about their friendship, and Paige was like, but this is just what you and I do. And Lindsay's like, okay, like, but
yeah.
I don't. Yeah. She's like, but I don't want to do this. I don't want to fight with you. It's not fun. And I get that too. So I do think she is showing up. So I'm excited for the next episode, which comes on tomorrow. Also, I started watching Traitors UK season one. One of our lovely listeners recommended it. So I'll let you know how
is
I
it
like
good?
That.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's no celebrities though, but I don't mind that.
No, I like celebrities, but we'll see. Let me know.
All right. Well, We hope you guys have a wonderful day. Listen to our interview with Peter from Vanderpump Rules. We released it yesterday evening. So definitely take a listen. Let us know what you think about that as well.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah. All right. Well,
okay. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.